Gemara says Barav. So Rav holds no. But safe. Lebaila mikra mahadra. Does it go back to the baila on Yovel? No. Lekahanim udinaf. It only goes to the Kahanim. But the owner, when you are makdish your field, if you don't redeem it back by Yovel, it does not come back to you. So you see, as far as you're concerned, it's still hegdish on Yovel. So hegdish does not stop your hegdish. So therefore, Rav holds, if you want to, you could even be makdish at lekatilo on Yovel. Either did is the Kahanim have a right to get it. So Rav holds, for Kahanim Yishukhan Gevoya Kazokhui. That's what the Kahanim have a right to take it. I take it from Yishukhan Gevoya. It's like Hashem has given them a present. But the Emet is going from Hegdish, from Hashem straight to the Kahanim. But it's not called the Yitziah. Therefore Rav holds that Yovel is not called the Yitziah for Hegdish. Therefore Rav holds you'll let it be marked to something on Yovel itself. The other one says, here, now my time with the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? So Moses says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, E'im Mishnas HaYovel, U'Shnas HaYovel Bechlal, that the Shnas HaYovel is part of the year. Rav was one before that said, Rav said before, that if you makdish your field on Yovel, so then with Chal, and you want to be paid for it, you have to pay Chamishim, you have to pay 50. So Moses says, my time, what's Rav's reasoning? My time with the Rav. So Moses says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, V'im Mishnas HaYovel, that if you want to go to redeem it from the year of Yovel, you have to pay Chamishim Shkolim. Or Shnas HaYovel Bechlal, Shnas HaYovel is Bechlal. And therefore, if you makdish it on Yovel, and now you want to redeem it, so if you makdish it first on Yovel, this Kedusha will stay for another 50 years until the next Yovel. Therefore, if you want to redeem it now, you have to pay Chamishim Shloim. So what says with Shmuel? Shmuel says, no, Mikse V'im B'Shnas HaYovel. Does it say if it's in the year of Yovel? Mishnas HaYovel, from the year of Yovel Ksiv. Meaning to say it starts first, Mishnas Shachar HaYovel, starts first from the year after Yovel. According to Shmuel, that's when you first makdish it, the year after Yovel. And of that, the Torah says, if you want to redeem it back that year, you'll have to pay 50 shkolim. So what is this? Mishnah, the Rav is good, according to Rav now. Hainu this, so that's why the Pasuk says, in Mishnas HaYovel, if from the year of Yovel. Then it says v'yimachar yovel, rest after yovel. So two different sukkim. One is saying you could redeem it if you makdish it on the year of yovel itself, and one is saying after the year of yovel. It's good. But never was Shmuel, according to Shmuel, ma'yachar yovel. What does it mean to say v'yimachar yovel? That was the first year. According to Shmuel, you can't be makdish properly on yovel. So the pasuk says in mishnas yovel, it means the year after yovel. So what does the other pasuk mean to say v'yimachar yovel? So Moses and Chacham, according to Shmuel, that pasuk means to say Acher Acher, 2 years later. Rashi says Kegoyin, it means Shtayim v'Sholosh Shanim Acher Yovel. If you makdish it first two or three years after Yovel, then this Gerua, then you start to deduct. If you want to redeem it, you don't have to pay 50 shkolim, but only according to how many years are left. Avolakdish, Rashi says v'Shosah d'Bosah Yovel. But if you makdish it the year right after Yovel, then there's no deduction. If you makdish it according to Shmuel, when the Torah says you have to redeem it with 50 shkolim, that's talking about when you makdish it the year after Yovel. So if you makdish it that year and you want to redeem it back, you'll have to pay 50 shkolim. But according to Rav, it's not that way. According to Rav, if you makdish it on Yovel itself and you want to redeem it on Yovel, you have to pay 50 shkolim. But if you makdish it on Yovel and then you first come to redeem it the next year, you'll only have to pay 49. You won't have to pay 50. You take off one already. For each year. That's also Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Then it says, Mesa, we have a question. It says, Magdishin, you could be Magdish, you feel, Bein Lifnei Yovel, right before Yovel, Bein Liyachra Yovel, or else right after Yovel. Or Vishnasa Yovel, Atzmo Liyachdish. But the year of Yovel itself, you should not be Magdishit. Via Magdisha, Eina Kedusha. And if you are Magdishit on the year of Yovel, it's not Chal Kedusha altogether. So it's a riot to Shmuel, Akash and Rav. Here it's mashma clearly, you cannot be makdish your field on Yovel. So Mora says, Omuloch Rav answers back like this. The Brisa means to say, Eina Kedusha just means Bigerua. Means if you makdish your field on Yovel, so if you go to redeem it then, there's no deduction. You'll have to pay a complete 50 shkolim. Avul Kodush, V'neis V'chamisha, Menachanami. It is Chal the Kedusha, that's Rav's Svara, you could be makdish your field on Yovel. And if you makdish your field on Yovel and you want to redeem it that year on Yovel, you'll have to pay a complete 50 shkolim. So Moses says, "So nichlau lefnei ha-Yovel, when it says in the Brice, the Yimaktisha before Yovel, it means Kedusha Ligoyal the Geruah. It means if Yimaktisha feel the year before Yovel, so there is a lach if you want to redeem it back, you'll only have to pay one shekel, that's all, just for the deduction. So the question is a stira, like we had before. I have a Rav and Shmuel, the Yamatavayim, both Rav and Shmuel we had before said, Pshat Na'amishta was, a magdishim ligol begruah pachas mishteshonim. They learned that was the Pshat Na'amishnah. That our Mishnah says that when do we have this halacha? If you redeem it before Yovel, you go according to how many years are left to Yovel. You have your deduction. That's only if you magdish it at least 2 years before Yovel. But if you only magdish it 1 or 1.5 years before Yovel, there's no deductions. That you have to pay the complete 50 shkolim. So how could Rav say over here, learn Pshat Nuz Braisa, that if you magdish it before Yovel, a year before Yovel, then there is a gerua. When is there no gerua? Only if you magdish it on Yovel itself, then you have to pay 50 shkolim. But that price is mashma. If you magdish it a year before, there is a gerua. You do have a deduction. You only have to pay one shekel. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Omoloch Rav, Rav answers himself like this. Yeah. Rav says, Omoloch, I can answer you. Omoloch Rav, Homani Rabbonimi, Enechonami. This price to go and see him according to the Rabbonin. We are no diyami to Rebbe. That's what I said before. Said Pshana Mishnah. That was like Rebbe. Rashi says like this. Omulach Rav, Vade Hodik Tony Magdishin, Vade Lita Chamishim Koma, Vishna Sayevul Eina Kedusha Kolika. Rashi says Chayza. This Bryce attack means now if you Magdish on the 50th year on Yevul, it's not Chal at all. I Rav says it is Chal. He says it Erech Nami. That goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That argues on Rebbe Perek Yisag Yadmor we had before. The Yama, they said Rishon v'lo Rishon Mechlal. That according to Rabbanim, they say Ad v'lo Yad Mechlal. So therefore, you can only be Makdish it Ad Yovel, but not on Yovel itself. The rest of the Yadmor, the Yama, that Rav says, it is Chal Kedusha on Yovel, this is going according to Rebbe Shita. Yeah. So Rashi is like this. The Mor says, Homani Rabbanim, the price before Takas Mash Menachnam is not Chal Kedusha at all on Yovel. But if you makdish it before Yovel, it is Chal Kedusha. In the Chanami, you'll have to be pointed with 50 Shkolim. But when the Amor, the Yama, that and I said, it is Chal on Yovel, that's Karebi. The Yama, they said, the Yama Rishon, Verishon Mechlal, Shvi, Shvi Mechlal, we had before, Ad V'Yad Mechlal. So Achanam, when the Apostle says, if you makdish it, Bishnas, HaYovel, means the Shnas HaYovel Mechlal, that the year of Yovel is also included in the year when you could be makdish it. So according to Rebbe, you behold Ad V'Yad Mechlal, you can even be Makdish and Field on Yovel itself. So that's Rav Sheet himself. But the price to be falls like the Rabbanan Ad V'lo Yad Mechlal, up until Shemitah, up until Yovel, but not Yovel itself. So we ask the question, Iker Rebbe, if we're going according to Rebbe right now, Rashi said, the Dor Shachi Mishnas Ushnas Mechlal, is so Alma Mishnas HaYovel Koikro, the Bosh is talking about Yovel itself. Or come the Apostle says, Yite nun sloyim. You have to pay 50 sloyim. So if so, there's the question, if so, Ikarebi, punyin maya vidite. Why do you have to pay the extra coin? In other words, like this, if you mamish it on Yovel itself, so there's mamish 50 years until the next Yovel. The Torah says, if you redeem it now, you have to pay 50 shkolim. That means every year it's one shekel. So if you mamish it 10 years later, so if you want to redeem it then, you only have to pay 40. And we have the halacha that every year that goes by, you have to take off a shekel, or how many years left to go, you have to pay a shekel for each year, and a punyan, a little bit more. Because we owe the cheshbon, really it's only 49 years. And the Torah says to pay 50. So then you have to pay a shekel, and 1/49th, which is a punyan. It's an extra small coin. But according to Rabbi Shita now, that you're not to shit on your evil itself. And that, the Torah says 50. Until the next Yovel, so it comes out clearly one shekel a year. So how come we have this extra coin, this punyan? Why do you have to be meister for every year the extra coin, the punyan? Yeah, that's the most kashi. Karebi, punyan my ability. The chitam, maybe you tell me less. Maybe according to Rabbi Shita, you don't have to have an extra coin. It's just mamish one shekel for each year, because it's exactly 50 years, the 50 shkolim. So what says, no, but none, we learn clearly. Higdish shtayim v'sholosh shalom lefnei Yovel. Let's say you makdish your fields 2 or 3 years before Yovel. So Rabbi says, I say, noisein sela punyan. If you want to redeem it back now, you have to pay a sela each year to go, and a punyan, this extra coin. So why? That's good if there's only 49 years involved. And the Torah says 50. So it comes out it's a shekel and a little bit more. But according to Rebbe, there's 50 years involved, 50 shkolim. It should be only one shekel a year. All right, turn over. You see, even Rebbe himself also holds, he have to have the extra punyit. The question is why? Maybe you tell me, let's lay. Rebbe doesn't hold from it. For your, but now when I hit this time, it shows that you're a Rebbe, you're a Noimer, and you're a little opinion. So then, well, Rebbe, Kreb Yudas, really, Rebbe, you're like a Yehuda. I'll tell you like this, Rebbe, Kreb Yudas, really. Yomar, it sounds like this, Shnaz Chami Shemoy Lakan Lakan. According to Rebbe, if you're always like a Yehuda, there's not really 50 years in between. Because the Yehuda itself, it's Oil Lakan Lakan, it's the 40, it's the 50th year, but it's also the first year of the next year, of the next Yehuda. So really, there's only a 49-year interval. So even according to Rebbe, when you makdish it on Yevul itself, when you go to be poydirit, you can be poydirit, there's still only 49 years involved. So Torah says 50 shkolim is good, well you have to pay the extra punyin. Because it's 49 shkolim and another one, means each year has to be, and add another coin, a punyin. The other Gemara says, well the Shmuel is so lame a Rebbe crab on its relay. According to Shmuel, he says, well he can be makdish it on year of itself. So about the next year. So then Rebbe Shita has to be according to Rabbanan Shita, that there's 50 years in between. Because the Krav Yehudi, according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, then Selish Tei Pum the Yosmi Boilei. There's only 48 years in between. That there says 50 Shkolim, so should cannot every year is one Sel and two Pundians. So this is true. Akoch L'Shmuel, Rebbe, Rabbanan Shita. According to Shmuel, Rebbe holds that Rabbanan Shita, that there's only there is 50 years in between. Therefore, there's 50 years from one Yevil to another Yevil. And Shmuel holds you cannot be makdished on Yevil itself. So we're talking about the year after Yevil. So the year after Yevil means there's 49 years to go. So it's very good. The Torah says pay 50 shkolim for 49 years. That means each year is worth a shekel and a drop more, this pundin more. Toshima coming here, it says, V'loi gerda nachla Yevil pochus mishana. You can't redeem it if you mark this the year after Yovel, lest you wait a year. So this name of the Shmuel, it means le'goylen li'achra Yovel, tochus mishana. It means you can't be goylet after Yovel, less than a year. Rashi says, the Kamashna Mastis and the Mishnas Yovel Atzim make these shame sorely goyl, le'kitcha. The teaching, if you mark this on Yovel, it's not chal at all. So it means to say that the Hegdish is only chal after Yovel. So this name of the Shmuel, Le'goyel, Le'achar Yovel, Pachar Mishona. El Rav, Ma'yachar Yovel Shona. What do you have to wait a year after Yovel for? It could be Chal Hegdish on Yovel itself also. So where it says, Mi Savrat Achar Yovel Mamish. No, Ma'yachar Yovel means the Emsa Yovel, the middle of Yovel. They say the Chol Kamad Le'mal Le'shona Le'negoyel. That's what it's to say. You could be Makdish the field on Yovel itself. The Lachar is though, when you want to redeem it back, you have to pay 50 shkolim. When do we take off one shekel? Only if a complete year went by. That's what I mean to say. If the complete year did not go by yet, you can't take off. So my kamashmul then, v'yein mechashven chadoshim. Even though 6 months went by, it doesn't mean a year. In hegdish, for the moral hob hegdikotoni. Ein mechashven chadoshim, hegdikotoni, clearly in chadoshim mehegdish. So what says my time koma? My time, like going after you're able to talk with me, so not going to redeem it. Less than a year after Yovel for cheap. Mishum, the klal is, even though 6 months went by, the imechash from Chadoshim in the Hegdish. Hegdish doesn't give deductions until a complete year went by. But if only 6 months went by, it's not still like anything went by yet. So therefore, according to Rav, if you mark the Shadon Yovel, and you want to be pointed with 6 months later, you'll have to still pay the 50 shkolim. All right, we'll stop here. You hold me up.